If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
On line one. Hi, you're on WGN. Who is this?
Dick Durbin.
It certainly is. I recognize your voice. My producer said, I think that's Dick Durbin on line one. I said, I'll recognize his voice if it is. Hello, Senator. What's up?
Well, I just drove from Springfield to Chicago listening to WGN. I wanted to tell you it was a good show, and I thought you handled one of those callers who was out of line very tactfully.
Oh, yeah, right. And
I do want to say that I love that series, The Last Dance, probably because I'm so sports-starved at this moment, and reliving those wonderful moments was worth something. But I mean, a little insight, personal contact with Michael Jordan.
Well, good, because I have none.
He's sitting by himself in the Wishbone restaurant. I see his 2020 Bentley or whatever it was parked at the curb. I said, who in the hell owns that car? Because it's parked illegally. He said, oh, he's sitting by himself in the other room. There he was. So I just walked up, said hello. I don't believe in, you know, invading his space and that. But the other thing was he needed a passport. So he came by our office in the federal building. Signed autographs for everybody who works for him. He couldn't have been nicer. So there was a side to this man that was very caring and down to earth, and the folks in my office just loved him.
I can imagine, but I don't know that that changes my reaction to all of this. For instance, Senator, I could see him doing that, coming in, lighting up the room, being the focal point. But I almost felt sad for him. Like, did he ever have just a sort of you and me, or me and the group moment where it was just friendly, it was fun, it wasn't electric, you know?
Well, I don't know him that well. I wasn't around him that much, and I don't want to exaggerate it, but I did get to know his mom a little bit. I hope you got an impression of her in the early stages of the show.
Yes.
What a genuinely nice person, good person. Cared a lot about poor folks around the world and worked on projects to try to help them. She was a genuine, caring person. I always, when I saw her and listened to her, I just thought of him instantly. It was a side that his father obviously had a big part in his life, but I think his mom was a big, big factor, too.
Yeah. Boy, if you, I mentioned my sort of admiration for Steve Kerr coming out of this, and I think everybody would put Michael's mother on that list as well. Of Phil Rosenthal in the Tribune today had, here's the winners, here's the losers from the series. You know, Isaiah Thomas is a loser. The Pistons did not come across well in that series. Sam Smith, the former Tribune writer, came across very favorably. I think we all enjoyed his smile and his recollection of those days as well. By the way, Senator Durbin, you were on with our Pete McMurray not that long ago, and the Tribune editorialized about that conversation. I don't know if you saw it, but they were talking about the airline industry. And, you know, your heat about that. Has anything changed since you talked to Pete a couple of Sundays ago?
I guess, you know, I heard a lot from the unions. They thought it was kind of that they'd broken faith with the union members when the airlines end up with all that money. And then talked about shortchanging the employees. And that was a feeling many of us had. We picked one industry, and it was the right one to pick, you know, the airline industry, and said, we're going to give you special treatment and lots of money, billions of dollars, because you're kind of the key to getting this country back to where it needs to be. But we kind of thought that the bottom line deal was protect your employees, do your best. And the early announcement, which they kind of reconsidered a little bit, I think kind of broke faith with what many of us thought was going on.
I think as consumers, a lot of us are frustrated with the idea that we'll bail them out time and again for reasons you just, you know, mentioned. But then what are they doing with me if I want to unload this ticket? And I know nobody likes that sort of negative income that they're having to process right now. But if I'm going to give them my tax dollars to save them, I want them to give me my money back for the ticket because I can't go to Cleveland anyway. And I don't want to if I can.
Well, can I say a word about Southwest while I'm on the subject?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're ultimately going to do, and I don't own any stock in Southwest. And I fly them. I fly all the airlines. And when the CEO of Southwest called me, He said, you know, in 49-year history of this airline, we have never laid off anyone, and we don't want to start. I mean, it was a kind of a different approach. Their employees meant so much to them. I hope that they can avoid facing that. I know they're going through a tough time like everybody else. But, you know, their companies handle things differently, one way or the other. Can I mention one other thing, and that is heading back to the Senate. I don't think I'm going to follow the South Korean example of filling chairs in the Senate or suggest that to my colleagues.
Don't knock it now. You haven't tried it.
We'll pump
no, it's true.
Sound.
your folks there in John have actually tiptoed around that news item, but you keep returning to it.
Well, John keeps pretending he doesn't know what we're talking about.
I have 90 seconds, and Senator Dick Durbin, who is a major player in the United States Senate, is on a phone line. I have to ask you a serious question, and that is, are we giving too much money back? Are we taxing our next generation too much with yet another round of stimulus, Senator?
Not only no, but hell no. Jerome Powell was right last night on 60 Minutes. We've got to hit this thing and hit it hard. We got to bounce back strong, and we will. It's going to cost us money to do it. But the alternative is a disaster. If we go from bad to worse in our economy, if 36 million becomes 46 or 56, God forbid, you know, we're going to see deficits and problems the likes of which we've never seen. Make the commitment now to the unemployed people, to the businesses that want to struggle to get back into business, and to folks that are just trying to put food on the table. Make it now, and make it big, and make it work, and we'll turn this thing around.
Can I ask one about the campaign, John? Senator Steve Bertrand, and so, you know, we're learning today that President Trump is heading to, I think it's Michigan later this week. He's visiting these swing states. He was in Nevada recently, you know, and he, as president, he's out there. It's easy. As a challenger, Joe Biden is going to really be limited. The president jokes about the basement, but he's not going to be able to, it looks like, hold rallies and things like that. And I just wonder, as a Democrat, how the Democrats are going to campaign against an incumbent president in this condition.
Well, we've got to reinvent it, and we're going to see more people sending in mail ballots than ever before. We've got extra work to do.
Well, I'm not talking just about the voting, though. I'm talking about getting Biden FaceTime, campaign time, and you know, exposure to the voters.
Well, I'm not dropping names, but he called me last week, and we talked about this for 20 minutes because we're so instinctively drawn to crowds of strangers to introduce ourselves and shake hands, and we can't do it. It's just not safe to do. So, you know, we're going to have to find a way using social media, mail, television where we can, radio where we can. We've got to find our way to reach out to those voters. But it is such a different environment. It's just exactly the opposite of the world that politicians gravitate to. Everybody's staying home, and they're looking through the window before they open the door. So it's just not the best place.
Joe Biden needs Sarah Palin right now, somebody to be a flashpoint, to energize it. Just think about what she did, not ultimately, but for the short term for Senator McCain's campaign. And I don't know that that's Tammy Duckworth, by the way, but he needs something to attract people.
Sarah Palin, didn't she look out the back porch and spot Russia?
I said I remember what the long term consequences were, but in the short term, she energized that campaign. That's all the
wisdom I certainly
have.
Drew attention to it for a little while. That's for sure. I've got to go catch a plane.
Thank you, Senator.
You
stay well. He's going from A to B. Thought he'd chime in after listening to us during his drive.